Hello, and welcome to the James Market Clarity Podcast. I'm your host, Neil Kraft. Today, we're bringing you part three of our economic outlook for the year 2022. I'm joined by Mustafa Muna. Mustafa, how are you today?
Excellent, excellent. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for being here and taking some time out of your day. Mustafa, we're going to begin today by talking a little bit about earnings, their earnings reports, growth, and how they can have an impact on the market. Could you start maybe by just providing us with a recap of the year that was and how those earnings reports impacted 2021?
Sure, absolutely, Neil. So let's start with 2020, just to post the bear market in 2020 for stocks. Stock market soared in 2020, and the PE expanded as stock prices soared in anticipation of an earning recovery. That earning recovery unfolded in 2021. And as a consequence, the valuation actually have come down as the company delivered in the earning growth that were anticipated in 2020. However, earning growth peaked in the second quarter. And then the growth rate has moderated since then. The unusually high earning growth is due to a combination of higher earnings in 2021 due to the reopening and also an easier comparison to a lower quarterly earning of 2020, which was caused by negative impact in a lot of industry due to COVID-19 pandemic. Overall, 2021 earnings seasons have delivered solid beats in revenue and earnings, and it has propelled the equity performance. We think a strong earning backdrop, a rising profit margin, insulated an equity against inflation fears and more hawkish central bankers.
You know, it's hard to believe we're coming up on 2 years of COVID-19 and trying to imagine how long this ripple effect will last economically.
Yeah.
Do you expect to see this trend in earnings growth continue?
The easy comp or comparisons are behind us. There is a leading indicator that sometimes we use, which is manufacturing new orders. These indicator usually leads large cap earning growth. And we see a decline in this indicator. So one should expect those high earning growth that we saw in 2021 will probably not repeat in 2022, but we still think earnings and profit margins should remain healthy compared to historical averages. Generally, corporate margins are holding up well despite the high inflation. Most companies have learned to operate more efficiently during COVID-19 pandemic and have captured long-term expense savings. So with the revenue snapping back due to the reopening, pricing power high, and lower expenses, profit margin have actually increased significantly this year.
Yeah, it seems like companies with pricing power, significant pricing power, have been in the catbird seat,
yes,
so to speak.
Yes, I would say definitely those are an area that investors should look at.
Are there possible risks out there that could impact maybe these rising profit margins?
Sure. The big question for 2022, will expected elevated inflation erode these record high margins? So the current inflation surge is due to unprecedented demand for goods due to a lot of legislation and packages, the stimulus packages that went through Congress, and the inability for the supply to keep pace. So the supply chain couldn't keep pace, and due to the pandemic, they also had a lot of disruption and lockdown overseas, especially in Asia. However, we believe that inflation will moderate in 2022 as supply chain problems are worked out, and also we think the consumer spending that we saw will actually come back more to normal levels, and that should ease the pricing pressures. Additionally, wage growth has been a headwind to profit as labor costs increased for most industry, but we believe labor participation will actually pick up, and there will be more labor, and that should actually ease wage growth going into 2022, leading to more normal wage growth and abating the threat to profit margins.
Okay. So if I'm hearing you right, it sounds like you believe companies will continue to see that decent earnings growth next year.
Yeah. We think it's going to be a good year for earnings. It's going to be above average. We think the company will weather the storms and pass some of the increased costs to consumers, especially the one with high pricing power. And we believe 2020 should see solid earning growth as the recovery continues, albeit at slower growth than 2022, as I mentioned. However, earnings should be a tailwind for the bull market in 2022.
Excellent. Well, thank you for those insights, Mustafa. Sounds like we're positive on the economy and the markets in 22. What kind of risks, or if any, do we have for the outlook?
Absolutely, there is a lot of risk, and everyone should be humble forecasting during COVID-19, because a lot of forecasters got it wrong a lot of time during this pandemic. But we see risk appetite too high. If you look at a lot of metric, including, for example, if you look at the Bank of America, Merrill Lynch has a survey that look at private client and ask them about their equity level in their portfolio, and they are actually over 65% of their portfolios is in equity, and that's actually a record high compared to the last 30 years. So a lot of people are bullish, and also including the retail investors. You probably hear a lot of the retail mania everywhere, from stocks to crypto to commodity. Usually that's a warning sign for a professional investor when you see that in a late cycle.
And as a contrarian research firm, we would kind of take that into account, correct?
Of course. That's something that gives you a pause, for sure. Mm-hmm. And when you see retail getting into the market at these levels, that's usually a warning sign historically. Another risk is COVID-19. COVID-19, obviously, it's, nobody can predict that. Even the epidemiologists, they got it wrong. So another variant that is more transmissible and, most importantly, deadlier. If it's deadlier, leading to major lockdown around the world, that obviously is a big hit to the economy and big hit to the stock market. But we don't think that's a likely scenario. And the lockdowns are more likely in the U.S., in Europe and Asia, excuse me, rather than U.S. Other risks include, for example, if you look at inflation becoming more persistent well into 2022, so that can lead to earning growth going down, and this profit margin actually squeezed because of the persistent inflation, high inflation. Another risk, Federal Reserve policy mistake. What do we mean by that? So if the Fed tightened too early, only to see inflation moderate, so the tightening could hurt economic growth, and if they tighten before the job market recover completely, that can also hurt the consumer spending, which is around 2/3 of GDP. Another risk, we have massive deficit and debt. If interest rate rises, that debt payment, debt servicing will become a trouble for the governments around the world, as well as a lot of corporate companies. And lastly, extreme valuation. So obviously they are not good at timing, but one should consider them when investing long-term. The valuation are at extreme right now.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that information. I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit. Mustafa, you are the energy expert in-house. You're actually an energy risk professional, and we're glad to have you on our research team. We've seen volatility, disruptions, in the supply chain at least, as well as some geopolitical threats in the energy sector. So care to comment on our energy outlook for the next year?
Sure. So our research suggests energy prices should stabilize in 2022. We could see increased volatility as potential winter COVID-19 wave weigh on prices and sentiment in the short term. However, we believe the subsequent economic recovery should make any potential weakness a buying opportunity. And you're right, Neil, supply chain problems hurt oil demand as tanker trucks stay idle longer than usual. And that's bad for demand for oil. Additionally, COVID-19 lockdown lead to demand destruction, especially from any major consuming country. So overall, COVID-19, any worsening trend for COVID-19 is bad for energy prices.
Okay.
But we think long-term, there is a chronic capital expenditure underinvestment. So companies are not investing in production. Oil majors, smaller oil producers are actually initiating buyback and paying dividends instead of exploring and drilling for more fossil fuel. And that's a really bullish sign for oil prices ahead.
Okay, interesting. What's going on in the natural gas market scenario?
That's more of an issue in Europe than in the US. But we've seen natural gas prices skyrocket earlier this fall. But as the market continued to tighten, it was actually at one point it was actually cheaper to generate electricity by switching to oil or coal from natural gas. This gas to oil switch is further tailwind to both oil and coal markets. Even though the energy sector accounts for only a small part of the overall stock market, it accounts for an outsized portion of market volatility. Therefore, the sector is of crucial importance for the overall volatility picture. So it's a small sector, but it has the potential of a great return. With the caveat that it has a higher volatility.
Almost like the rudder of the boat, if you will.
Yes.
Yeah. So with each passing year, I think we hear more and more in the news about clean energy, as well as the benefits associated with it. Is it a good time to invest in this area right now?
I would say the world is moving to clean energy. So it's definitely a good time to look at the company that's benefiting from this. But the transition to clean energy will take time, actually. So the lack of investment in traditional oil and gas projects and the state of clean energy sources may keep prices high for the traditional fossil fuels. So the renewable have actually intermittent and reliable nature. So the lack of technology for large-scale energy storage or electricity storage also should keep a healthy bid for traditional oil and gas prices and energy equity for some time. So we're bullish in the traditional, but investors should not actually ignore the clean energy sector. After all, there are estimates out there that the sector of the clean energy sector would get $3 to $5 trillion per year of investment for in the next 30 years.
Wow.
So that's a lot of money following clean energy. And a lot of the problem that they have should work itself out with innovation. But we think it's going to take time. And we think particularly that investors should look for an enabling technology company instead of clean energy utility that install solar panels and wind farms. It's much like the gold rush. When everybody is digging for gold, it's good to be in the pick and shovel business. So you want to be looking for these guys. And we believe investors should stay invested in the traditional energy while having some exposure to clean energy in 2022.
Okay. Well, Mustafa, thank you for your insights. We covered a lot of ground today, and we appreciate your research.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Neil. Anytime. Thank you.
If you have questions about our economic outlook for 2022, please visit us at www.jamesinvestment.com for more information. James Investment. Your future, our purpose.